Hey, good morning, everyone.
How are you?
Doing fine. How's everybody over at WIXX?
We are doing fantastic, trying to stay warm. It's a little chilly out there.
Yes, the temperature's dropped. I don't know if you've seen the forecast. It's going to be cold in Chicago for the game.
Yeah, have you picked out your outfit already?
I'm sorry. Pick it out.
Have you picked out your outfit already for the cold game?
Winter gear, coaching gear? Yeah, no, we're ready to go. It's the beauty of living in Green Bay. We'll actually get to practice in it today, so I'll get to wear the same gear, similar gear out at the practice field today.
Well, when you think about it, you got it the worst. Because at least they're all running
great.
Around.
It's the best place to be is, running around on the field or sitting on a warm bench. And I'm neither. So, yeah, you have to stay warm.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be actually a record at Soldier Field for the coldest game ever. But do you wear, the battery packs, the warm heat packs, or things like that?
It depends on how cold it is. And, if it's as low as they say it is, maybe the battery pack suit, the socks and the gloves.
Mm-hmm. I really think in unity with the players, you should go without sleeves.
Go without sleeves?
Yeah, that's a good call.
Right.
Yeah. That's a good call. Leadership starts at the top, coach.
I could pull that off.
I don't know how those guys do that. The offensive line guys and the D-line guys, how do you not wear sleeves on a game like that?
Well, I don't know if it's necessary, but, it's all part of their personal regimen to get ready. But they also probably got about an inch of warm skin over top of that skin, too. Mm. You know what that is, right? That's the lotion you put on there.
Oh, yeah. Does that stuff actually work?
I think so. I put it on my face all the time.
You do?
Yeah. Mm. Oh, yeah. It works.
Excuse me, fellas. I got to get my lotion on before I go outside. Yeah. So let's talk about that win a little bit. It was so phenomenal. Even when it was happening, were you a little bit surprised at what was happening out there on Sunday?
Not at all. I mean, that's the way you plan to play every game. It's just, really, if you stick to your plan, there's things that we really like against the Seahawks, and our guys did a great job executing it. It's, we had a really good plan offensively and how to attack them, and that worked out very well. And I thought our defense did a great job with executing our plan. It was, it's about, stopping the run. They actually ran the ball decently against us, but, it all starts up front and the ability to keep the pressure on Russell Wilson and our playmakers made plays in the back end. So I really liked the way our guys played. I thought even special team, the ball placement was where it needed to be. I thought that really the biggest challenge we had was our coverage units against the return game, and our guys did a great job. So it was a well-rounded victory. We won in all three phases, and that's the way you plan to play. So regardless of who it is or what the reputation is.
Yeah, that was such an awesome team win. Who ended up getting the game ball?
Well, I had a couple game balls. Aaron Rodgers and Devontae got the game balls on offense, and we have Mike Daniels and Morgan Burnett on defense, and then Jake Shum was on special teams because that was clearly his best punting performance of the year.
Who ultimately decides that?
The coaching staff. We grade the tape. We come in Monday mornings. We grade the tape first individually, and then we get together, the offensive staff and defensive staff, and go through the tape again, and we have a lot of data that's filled out on each player, each play. It's all part of our analytics process, and from that we vote on game balls.
Speaking of Devontae, the wide receivers as a whole having a pretty good season this year. I would imagine you give a lot of credit to Luke Getsy this year, the wide receivers coach. He's doing a good
Absolutely.
Job, isn't he?
Yeah, Luke's done a great job. It's a young coach, given an opportunity, and he's done a phenomenal job with it too. So always like the little things he's always working on. He's always working on their fundamentals and so forth. And our whole staff in particular does a great job of staying on the same page. And we do a lot of interaction between positions, particularly in the meetings. Luke's doing a great job.
You guys have a little bit of nasty in you now, don't you, Coach? I like the identity of the
you
team.
Nasty.
It is. I like it. Offensively, guys are popping up off the ground after taking a hit. You're delivering big hits. Everybody's running around, flying around. We've got some good nasty in us.
I'll tell you what, Nick, your evaluation this year has been on, spot on.
Oh, boy.
Thank you, Coach.
Here we go.
Clearly, I thought we established in training camp. So, we had the rough patch here, fighting through the different injuries and so forth, and now we're in a position to recover from that, and we got to win these games. But this team, their work ethic and their workload as far as what they get done on a weekly basis is extremely impressive, and and her style of play is definitely in the category of nasty, as you stated.
So we go to Chicago, and they're not having a great year, but it's never an easy game when you play the Chicago Bears, is it?
Well, that's the first and foremost. It's never an easy game against those guys, and I think that the rivalry in history it speaks for itself. But you really have to stay close to the video, and you know, they're playing their best football of the year. I mean, just watch the last game that they played, and really the last three or four games. They're right there at the doorstep. And, you know, the week after we played them, they won a significant a big time game against the Vikings in big fashion too. So there's a lot of really good football on film, and they're getting healthy too. So this is we're gonna get their best shot.
Absolutely. You know, just for the record, I thought my Luke Getsy insight question was very good, but you just kind of ignored it.
Oh, my gosh.
This is 2 weeks in a row. First, it was the crunch time catch.
Like, you're embarrassing yourself.
Katie, what's your question?
I don't know how to follow that statement up. Okay, Coach, with Christmas, was there ever...
self-promotion is hard to follow, Katie. Take a deep breath and go
for it. You should hear him talk about his Christmas pants.
Deal with that all day, every day.
Yeah, you should hear him talk about his Christmas pajamas.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, anyway. So, as Christmas gifts, was there ever a gift you begged for that you never received?
Of course. Isn't there always?
What was your biggest one? Like, mine was a drum set. I never got a drum set.
I always look at things from the other side of the fence. I like to consider myself a positive person, so I always focus on the things that I did receive.
Wow, Coach, how quickly the tables have turned.
Yeah. How does that feel now, huh? Yeah.
I'm the nice one, yeah. Coach.
His words bite.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I thought that was Murphy's question.
Whatever. Hey, you get us a win, all right?
Yeah, Coach, you go out there, get us a win.
You bet. Have a great week.